Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Hey friends, welcome to episode number 5. Thank you so much for being here. My first episode was on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and today is March 13th, so it's now been 1 month of my new podcast, and I am loving it. Now I'm 5 episodes in, and I just heard a statistic today from LinkedIn that 90% of podcasters don't make it past episode 3. So I'm really excited to not be part of that statistic. So just a quick introduction. If you're new here, I'm Jamie from Roam in Your Home, and my husband Randy and I have been full-time RVers since 2017. And the goal of this podcast is to give people a glimpse of RV life and hear from real full-time RVers that are living the dream. We pull back the curtain and ask all the questions and get all the answers of what we wish we knew before we started full-time RVing. My goal is to share these real-life conversations with you each week so that you can get the information that you need to be able to roam in your home too. Today, I'm so excited to share my conversation with Clarence and Kirsten from Move with Mac. You will love getting to know them and hearing all the great tips they share. They travel in a 24-foot Class C RV, and last year they also bought another RV, but I won't spoil it, and I'll let them share all about it. I won't make you wait any longer. Please help me give a warm welcome to Kirsten and Clarence. Hi, Kirsten and Clarence. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
I am super excited to have you guys here. I have loved following your adventures on Instagram and Facebook, and I just can't wait to get to know you guys better and for our listeners to hear more about your experiences as well. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
I always like to begin with asking, so how long have you guys been on the road?
We have been on the road since February 2020.
We took off during COVID.
Oh my gosh. So tell me about that. Cause I was going to say, did COVID have anything to do with it? So tell me how that worked.
It worked out pretty well because we went to a military base. I'm an Army veteran. And we went to Patrick Space Force Base in Cocoa Beach, and we stayed there for 6 months.
Oh, that worked out so good. First of all, Clarence, thank you so much for your service.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. And that worked out so good for you guys, because I know we were RVing prior to COVID, but I had heard like everybody and during COVID wanted to RV and everything was getting really crowded. So you guys already had a spot before this happened. So, oh my goodness. I'm so glad that worked out for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, every place we went that whole summer, we had no problem. I know there was a lot of people saying there was a lot of places that was packed, but we had no problem that whole time.
That is so good to know. I also heard that from other people. During that time, we were actually stationary in Florida. My husband and I were doing travel physical therapy, so taking travel contracts. And we were actually going to leave in March and head to California for a travel contract. And of course, everything got put on hold because of COVID. So we just stayed in Florida. And so we weren't traveling and already had our spot. But you heard about, yeah, that there was trouble getting reservations. But a lot of the RVers, like you guys that have traveled during that time, all said there really wasn't any problem. So that's good. I'm glad to know.
Yep.
And so who is in your RV with you? Is it just you two?
Yes. We are in a 24-foot Class C.
I love that. Now, what made you guys decide to do this?
So we speak as a married couple in business together. We speak at different venues. And we met a young lady at a venue in Atlanta. 2019, actually. And we were speaking and she said she had to leave early. And we were wondering why, because we were all staying at the same hotel. And she said, well, I got an hour drive because I'm in an RV with me, my husband, my 3 children and 2 dogs.
And she was at a harvest host.
Oh my goodness. And you guys were probably like, what in the world is that?
Well, we pulled her to the side and said, you got to tell us a little bit more about this. And once we left her, I went to researching. I researched all day long, every day, until I bought my RV.
I love that. So you guys were like, you never had an RV before or grew up camping or anything like that? This was totally new to you guys?
We knew absolutely nothing.
Same thing with my husband and I. We knew nothing. We've never camped, never been in an RV. And then we decided to do travel therapy. And then we're thinking, well, instead of like packing and unpacking and going to these furnished condos, let's buy an RV so we have everything with us. And so we were kind of the same thing. We researched, and we absolutely love it too. So that is so cool. Well, you purchased the Class C, and I also, I was following up on stuff. You have something else too, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So last year, for her birthday, I bought a 1998 Travel Supreme fifth wheel that's here sitting in Florida that we leave during the summer, and we drive the Class C during the summer, and then we stay in it during the winter. And we renovated the whole thing.
You guys have done a phenomenal job. That is so hard to do. We've never renovated. I've seen so many videos though, and I know it's a lot different, you know, than, I mean, it may be a little bit similar to a house, but I know there's a lot of things that could go wrong. So how has been the renovation process for you?
The floor was tough. I hired some guys to do the painting and repair some things, but I did the floor myself. Never done anything like that ever. And won't do it again, I promise you. But it came out well. I mean, I finished it last year. So I bought it in March and I finished it by June.
Yeah. And there's still a few things that we need to do. I have the wallpaper for the kitchen and it still needs to go up. It's sitting here looking at me. Mm-hmm. And there's just a few little things. We want some light fixtures that we want to replace. But it, right now it's good. And it was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. But of course, I wasn't the one laying the floor. So my part was just a lot of deep cleaning.
Oh, that's so great. And now, Clarence, where did you find it at? Did you like look on, you know, Marketplace or RV Trader, or how'd you find it?
So we are staying at a 55 and older community, and we were actually on our daily walk, and we know the guy who sold it to us, and I seen him putting a sign up on the front of it for sale. We came in and Kirsten said, I want it. So we walked around the corner. I said, okay, I'll buy it. So I came back and offered him, you know, what he wanted, and we bought it.
Oh my gosh, that really worked out perfectly.
Perfect.
Yeah, for him too, because he didn't even finish putting the sign up before he sold it.
Oh my goodness, that was a win-win for sure. And just to know that, you know who owned it before and, you know, still in the same park, that's so cool.
Yes, and we really are comfortable in it. It's a nice change from the Class C, being in that smaller space for 3.5 years. We did good. No a whole lot of arguing and fighting, but it's sure nice to have a little more room for a few months out of the year.
So how long is your fifth wheel?
40 foot. Our Class C is 24, so it doubles.
So we started out in a 40-foot fifth wheel and loved it. Traveled, you know, coast to coast doing all these travel therapy contracts. And then during COVID with the stationary time, we were just like trying to make up for lost time. We were trying to, you know, figure it out and really just wanting to do more. And so we had this crazy idea of selling our fifth wheel, and we got a 20-foot travel trailer to be able to go more places and make up for lost time and cross off more for bucket list. So we are living right now in a 20-foot travel trailer.
Wow.
Coming from a 40-foot fifth wheel, and we are going back soon to something bigger. This was always going to be temporary, just a bucket list adventure, and it was going to be like 1 year or so. It's now 2 years, and we're like RV shopping every single day. We cannot wait to have more room. So I totally get it. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy for you guys to have really the best of both worlds. You have something small to travel in, and then something to return as a home base. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Yes. And the Class C, it wasn't bad because we spent a lot of time outside and we bought a pop-up tent. So we were, you know, we had our space.
We're outdoor people. So like, you know, she owns her own company. So she still works from home. So when she's working, I'm usually at the gym or running errands for us and, you know, that type of thing. It wasn't a big deal.
I love that. That is so cool. So I want to talk to you guys about, because I know a lot of the listeners that are going to be, you know, listening to this interview and our podcast are, you know, people who are thinking about RVing. And, you know, just like we all started with our research and we want to find out, like, which one do you go with? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? I really want to talk to you guys about what you love about your RV and what you don't love, if you could change anything. And it's up to you if you guys want to talk about both or if you just want to talk about one. I'm really curious, what are three things that you love about your RV?
So I'll talk about the Class C. I love that I haven't had any major problems with it. It's an Integra Odyssey and it's built strong. It runs really good. The engine is powerful. We could pull 7,500 pounds with it. And the maneuverability of that little RV is just awesome.
Yes, it allows us to get in places that sometimes they'll say they don't have a spot. And then when we tell them the size, they're like, oh, well, then we do have something for you.
That is what's so nice about our little one, too. There's been so many places that we could have never fit in with our big rig
right. That
we can just get in now. So that is such an advantage of having something small. That's awesome. Anything else? Like when you guys were doing research, like what were things that you were looking at in the Class C, like things that you had to have?
Well, because we had never done it before, we didn't know what we needed. So, we did some research and it had everything except for one thing. And I'll let him tell you something else and then I'll tell you what I don't like about it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know she got a couple things she don't like about it.
Okay.
But I liked is that I bought it as a used RV and it was a 2019. We bought it in February 2020. So it only had 2,800 miles on it.
Nice.
So the research that I've done, I was looking for ones that break down the least. So, you know, staying places and paying for the RV, you don't want to pay for breakdowns and things like that. So I went with a place that has a warranty for life. So if anything breaks down, they will pay for it to get fixed.
Okay, so tell me more about this because I actually saw one of your reels that said, you know, it's our anniversary and we're heading to the service appointment. And now you're talking about this. What is that about? Because this is fantastic information.
So we bought it from Giant Recreation. We'll give them a plug. Up in Winter Garden, Florida. They're the home of the warranty forever. So they cover so much. You know, the major things like plumbing and the roof, if it leaks, and the hot water heater and furnace and everything. They cover all of it.
So the repairs that we have had, we haven't had to come out of pocket. So we've had to get a new refrigerator. We got a new microwave, but that was our error. But we got a new microwave, and what else did we have done? We've had a few things done, but it's been nice not to come out of pocket, and it hasn't been things that are super major, except for the refrigerator. We were 30 days with no refrigerator, so that was quite interesting, and that's just because due to our travel schedule and where we were and where the RV dealerships were that would be able to fix it and had the parts, because again, that was during COVID, so the parts thing was a big deal and all of that that everybody was going through, but that warranty has been awesome.
So you just go in once a year and have like a, you know, maintenance service regular appointment, and then they just check everything over and make sure everything's okay?
Exactly. And we're doing that actually on Valentine's Day this year. We went our anniversary last year, or birthday or something last year. And now we're going on Valentine's Day to
drop it off
and get it inspected and get it taken care of.
Oh, that is such great information. So you don't have to go back to that dealer if you have a problem? Like, is there other companies that you can go to if you're in a different state?
Absolutely. You can go to any company.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing.
As long as they do warranty work.
Wow. I had no clue. Well, we are definitely going to look them up. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that's a huge advantage of having that warranty. Wow.
I believe so. A lot of people don't believe a warranty is worth it, but I truly do, because I get a warranty on everything that I buy. Everything.
Well, I think just the peace of mind, too.
Absolutely.
Because that's always the scariest thing, especially not knowing about RVing. And even 6 years in with us, there's things that go wrong that we're like, man, I don't know. Is that something that we could fix? Or is it a big deal? You know, there's so many unknowns. And just that peace of mind knowing, like, no, we're going to be able to get it fixed. So that is great.
Yes. because we actually got our refrigerator fixed in Alabama.
Wow, that is so good to know. Oh my goodness, I didn't even know that existed. So I'm so glad you guys shared that with me and our listeners. So thank you. So now let's talk about some things that you don't like. Real quick before we start, if you guys heard about the 80-20 rule, because, you know, we had heard about that when we were first RV shopping, that you're never going to find something that you love 100% of. You're going to, you know, look for something that you like 80% of and 20% you're not going to love. And that's still a good one. So what do you think? The things that you don't love, is it about 20% or do you think it's more? And tell me more about it.
It's less. It's the booth. Dinette booth, slide around, U-shape. We can't sit there together because our feet are on top of each other. Our legs are on top of each other. And then you have to slide around. And then one person's in front of the TV and it's uncomfortable too.
Yeah, we have a dinette too that we thought we would love a lot more than we do. And yeah, it's kind of like you don't know what you don't know until you're kind of using it. And then you realize, well, this isn't as great as I thought.
True.
Right. And then we don't have levelers.
Oh, okay.
So that's
a problem.
That's a problem because we think we're level and then we go inside and no. So then we got to back down off of the yellow block and then back up on the yellow block. And that's just a pain.
Yeah, I can see that would be something that you have to just kind of take your time and level out.
And we didn't know anything about levelers when we started, so we were kind of like, okay, that'll never happen again.
Yeah, that's definitely things that you have to learn the hard way, unfortunately. Anything else with the Class C?
No, I love it, actually. I mean, besides me wanting to get a little bigger, but it's not that important.
Right, that's a want
and
a need.
And I'm actually going to replace the dinette with a couch next week, too, anyway, so.
Oh, that's going to be so nice. I can't wait to see that. Oh, that's perfect. Definitely do a reel on that or some pictures. That'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll do it before and after. We're going to have the shop do it.
Oh, good. Oh, that'll be fantastic. Awesome. And now that you're in your fifth wheel, what do you think? Is there things that you really love or that you wish that were a little bit different?
Honestly, I wish I would have had someone else do the floor.
Yeah.
To be honest, it looks good, but it's not professional. And I'm an OCD type of guy. Yeah, you know, I think that's the military in me, but I wish I would have had someone else do the floor. Other than that, I love this thing.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you guys. What a great home base.
Yes.
Yes.
It really is. It's like being in a
studio. Well,
like not even a studio. I like an apartment. We were in an apartment.
Like a little condo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's so awesome. So happy for you guys.
Thank you.
And then when you guys were, you know, just starting out like us, where we're trying to figure everything out. And if you go to Camping World, you can get overwhelmed with like all these RV gadgets and accessories. And do we need this? Is this a luxury or this is something that's really going to help us? And you can kind of get overwhelmed. I was spending like days and days and days on Pinterest. I still look at Pinterest a lot for ideas. Do you guys have some things that you just think are like must-haves? If anybody came up to you and said, I want to start RVing, what are some things that, you know, you recommend that we get? What are some things that you can tell us that you guys love?
The surge protector.
Oh, yeah.
And the water pressure regulator.
Yeah. Water filter, outside water filter.
Safety type items. As far as extra gadgets, no, because that's kind of why we got into the RV, to get away from thinking that we had to have all of this extra stuff.
I love that mentality. We have done the same thing. You know, less is more.
Yeah.
Less is so much more.
Yes.
Yeah. We sold our 4-bedroom home. There's just the two of us. We had a 4-bedroom home full of stuff.
Yep.
And it was just like, this is ridiculous. Why do we have so much? We had stuff that we didn't even remember we had. Things with price tags on. It's like, oh, we never want to live like this again. So much excess. And now we just have what we need. And it's just so nice. I love that minimalistic feeling of just having what you need, and really it's all you need, and we're so happy with it. So I love that. And I love the safety that you were talking about too, you know, just like the water regulator is so important, the surge protector. People don't realize that's huge, and you really can't rely on the electricity at the campground. You really have to protect your RV. And so many things, we've actually had a couple of things happen at very nice RV parks where the box was smoking. Like, it was actually, if we did not have our surge protector, we would have probably ruined our RV. So
wow.
Yeah, cannot talk about the surge protector enough, really, to have a good one. And then also, do you guys travel with the TPMS, tire pressure monitoring system?
No, I don't.
Okay. Just curious if you guys had that. That is something that we always recommend too. I don't know if you guys have heard any horror stories like we have, but we've actually had a couple tire blowouts that have been a little scary, but the tire pressure monitoring system has saved us a lot too. So no blowouts for you guys on the road, anything like that?
No. So my research, I was checking about the TPMS, and I see that a lot of travel trailers usually have the blowouts. Well, Class C, they have blowouts also, but they only blow out mostly when the tires get really hot. So we only drive 4 hours to our next destination. So I never drive straight 4 hours. I usually stop. After 2 hours, we eat lunch or do whatever, and then we'll drive the other 2 hours. But we never drive more than 4 hours, so my tires never really get hot.
Oh, what a good rule, too. That's so smart. Just drive a couple hours, take a break, and then drive a couple hours for a total of 4 a day. You really have less to worry about in that instance. So I love that rule.
Yeah, and we get to see more when we travel less time. We get to get into the little smaller cities and the areas to see, you know, what's really in those communities and what's in those areas that we can do and share with others versus driving past so much because we're in such a rush to get to the next further destination. So the 4 hours is really good. And the way the military bases are set up, it works out really good for us.
That is so good. I love that because, yeah, there's so many people that are in such a hurry to get their destination that they miss the journey and the fun part of the actual traveling experience. So I love that. And plus you will always set up in the daylight, which is so highly recommended, not getting somewhere where you're, you know, trying to set up in the dark and, you know, have mistakes happen in that instance. So that's so good. I love that rule. And so now that you're RVing and it was all new to you, what's easier than you thought? Like, were you expecting something that to be real difficult and you're like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought?
I'll speak first. Dumping the black tank.
Yeah.
I was so worried, and I'm hearing so much about, you know, oh, the black tank, man, blah, blah, blah. But it was nothing. It was nothing. You just got to take your time and do it right.
That is so funny. We had like gloves up to our eyeballs. We're like, okay, this is going to be like really hard. And we're like, okay, we hit the button. We're like, when does it get dirty? When does it get like really bad? And we're like, that's it? That's it? Like, this isn't hard. Like, yeah. We were so worried about that too. That's so funny. I'm so glad you said that. It is not that hard. I do it even. And I'm like, if I could do it, anybody could do it. So that is good. I love that. And then is there anything more difficult than you were planning?
Well, the first time we did it was hooking the car to the Blue Ox.
Wow.
That we had a video, but we were so nervous and excited about all of it. We just couldn't get it. And now it takes like, what, 2 minutes? It takes like 2 minutes. But our first time out, we were both wringing wet from sweat because of nerves. And it took us about an hour. We ended up having to call the dealership to help us.
I have heard, though, we've never towed, you know, anything like that. So I did hear, though, can be really tricky. So good job for getting it down pat now, though.
Oh, yeah, I had a down pack probably 6 months after that. It got to be really easy, and I was just doing too much, I think. I was trying to force plugs in and that type of thing, so it worked out really easy.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, because, yeah, there's nothing like trying to do something that's difficult every single time. That would not be good, so that's awesome. And then where do you guys like to stay? Do you guys like RV parks, or, you know, do you do Harvest Hosts and stuff?
Yes, we love Harvest Hosts, and that's good part of that four-hour rule, because sometimes there's not a campground, but we can always find a Harvest Host usually. But Mr. Womack does all of the travel planning, so he's really good at it. And we've stayed at some Harvest Hosts. We stayed at Lavender Farms and wineries and breweries and car museums. So we've really taken advantage of that membership and enjoyed it. I love the Harvest Host. Now, when we first started, he said, we're going to do military bases. And I was like, I don't want to do military bases, because I was thinking about all the amenities and all of the things. Now I absolutely love them. They're safe and they have just as many amenities as the parks.
Actually, they have more amenities.
Yeah.
Because you have everything. You have a grocery store, you have movie theaters, you have bowling alleys, you have gyms to work out, pools. You have everything on military bases. So, and it's the ultimate gated community.
Oh, definitely. You guys are so fortunate to be able to stay at the military bases. Oh, that is so great.
Yeah, because when we want to take a little road trip, we feel secure in leaving our RV for a couple of days and we'll get in the car. And for example, we were in Las Vegas and we went to Arizona, California. We went to Palm Springs, San Diego, LA, and then came back to the RV. And that was probably, what, a 2 week or a week run?
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days we were gone. And I didn't think about the RV one time.
Oh, peace of mind is priceless. That's awesome.
Yes, something you can't buy.
Oh, that is so good. So in all of your travels now, how many states have you guys been in?
We both looked up for our map, but it's in the other RV.
So we hit at least 26.
Oh, wow. That's great.
At least. We're going to do a big deal this summer. We're going to load it up this summer.
Oh, good for you. I can't wait to follow your adventures. That's awesome. So now I'm going to ask you probably the hardest question that people ask us, and it's even still, I really don't have a good answer, but right now, and I know this answer will change as you keep traveling, but if you had to choose, what are your top five locations right now?
I will say, honestly, I was very surprised about Gulfport, Mississippi.
Okay.
I was very surprised about Gulfport, Mississippi. Vegas, of course. We spent 6 months in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was in the mountains and it was beautiful every day. You got any?
Yeah. I love New Mexico. And I loved Lake Mead in Nevada. That was absolutely beautiful, being able to stay there and see the lake, even though it's drying out. It was still really nice to stay there. In New Mexico, I loved the hiking. I loved the art. I just loved the food.
Oh, yeah.
So that's four. We have one more.
And we were there at the Balloon Festival.
Yeah, we were there during the Balloon Festival.
Oh, cool. That's on our bucket list.
Yeah, and we got a great tip to not pay the money to park at the festival. This lady told us there was this park in this neighborhood where the balloons land and some take off from there. So we went and saw it there, and that was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, great tip. I love that.
And Fort Bliss, Texas.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what part of it's the most western part of Texas.
Okay.
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it was. And the park was really nice.
Oh, that's so nice. You guys have really given me some things to add to my list that I've never even thought of. So that's great.
And we always love Arizona, too. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arizona is one of our favorites, too.
Yeah, we used to live there for 5 years. So.
Oh, cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they have the best sunsets, it seems like.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yes, they absolutely do.
New Mexico's coming close, though.
Oh, good. We've only just, stayed one night in New Mexico, so we definitely need to spend more time there. That's so cool. Now, is there anything in particular that you guys do to stay safe on the road? I know before we started traveling, all of our family and friends that, were not used to RVing, of course we weren't either. You have all these like horror stories like, oh, are you guys going to be safe in your RV and all this? But I mean, to be honest, for us, we have not had a bad experience. Just want to talk to you guys about that. Is there anything in particular that you guys do to stay safe, or is there any scary situations that you guys have been in?
So thank goodness we've never been in a scary situation. And one of the ways that we stay safe is to not travel at night, because that's when danger usually happens. And then again, the military bases, there's safety there. But as we're on the road, we have not had any issues. I have pepper spray, but outside of that, we're good.
And I'm a military guy, so I'm equipped for a lot of things.
Perfect. I love that answer. That is awesome. Yeah, it's really not as bad as everybody made it sound. Like, I was even a little bit nervous, like, maybe this is, going to be harder than we thought. And really, everybody that we've encountered in RV parks, we've never been in a bad one where we think, like, oh, goodness, this, we need to get out. And I think, too, like, if we ever pulled into somewhere where we felt that feeling like, oh, I don't like this, we would just leave. That's the best part about having a home on wheels. You just don't go where you aren't comfortable.
Absolutely.
So that's good. I'm so glad you guys have not had any bad experiences. And it sounds like too, with, no blowouts or anything. And if you need anything done with your RV, because I was going to ask you about any, kind of issues, because, everybody always says like, it's not if, but when something happens to your RV. I love that you have the warranty that you can just rely on. You don't have to worry about like, oh, great, here goes, you know, another couple thousand dollars that we weren't planning on. You have that peace of mind that you can just schedule it out and get some repairs done.
Exactly.
Yeah, true. But I mean, if it's something that needs to be done, then you just have to pay for it, you know, and then hopefully you can send it to the warranty company and they give it back to you. But no matter what, you have to have, you know, a decent amount of money in there just in case.
It is true. There are things that are going to happen. I mean, it's just the way of life. But when we were in our home too, there was always things happening.
And it costs more in the home.
Yes.
Totally. You are right. So it seems like you guys get along so well. And I just want to find out, because a lot of people, especially when they see our little teeny 20-foot travel trailer, they walk in, they'll look at each other and they'll look at their significant other and they look back at us and they're like, oh no, we could never do this. And you guys must really like each other, they say. And we laugh because we're like, yeah, we do. And we have so much fun. But is there any, you know, tips for getting along while living in a small space that you'd like to share?
Yeah, communication.
Love that.
You have to communicate and you have to like each other and you have to give each other time to express and understand and come to a compromise.
And honestly, if you're married in more than one day, you already know your partner, you know, so if I thought she wouldn't be okay in the RV, then we wouldn't have bought the RV.
I love that. I love that. You guys knew each other before. It's not like you just got married and started RV life. So it's like, yeah, there was no surprises. You got along before. I think that's so true. If you get along before, you can, you know, get along in the RV. But if you didn't get along before, you're probably not going to get along in the RV.
Exactly.
Yeah. We were actually married 15 years prior to even buying the RV. So
that's awesome. That is so great. And so being new RVers and making this look so easy. You guys are really good at this. Like, this is so cool that you also had no idea anything about RVing and you did it. You're doing it great. You are making this look like you've been doing it your whole life. So I love that. What advice would you give to somebody who's just considering this?
So I would say take your time and really understand what's all involved, not just in an RVing, but the fact that you can no longer have 10 pair of shoes.
Yes.
You know, you have to get your mind set for less stuff and more adventure, because the stuff is what, you know, this life is about, getting away from the stuff, not getting rid of stuff and then filling your RV with more stuff. You don't really need it. So that's one of the things that I think is hard for a lot of people, especially us women who want to have a lot of clothes. We want to have a lot of makeup. We want to have a lot of this. We want to have a lot of purses. You don't really need all that when you're RVing. Now, if you have a larger RV and you have room for it, more power to you. But if you do not, it's okay. Whatever you need, you can buy along the way.
I love that advice. Yes. I went from a walk-in closet in my 4-bedroom home, and then I had a pretty big closet in the fifth wheel. It was the whole entire back of the fifth wheel. And now my closet is literally 12 inches wide. And you know what? I have everything I need.
Yep.
I have everything I need. It's like you can adapt, and in your mindset, you're so right. If you have that mindset of it's more adventures, less stuff, more adventures. And
absolutely.
And it's what it's all about. And I love it. That's great advice.
I would tell people who starting out, go slow. Do not rush to try to see everything, because you'll burn yourself out in the first year.
That is such great advice, because yeah, everybody has kind of like this, let's hurry up and get it done. And like I said, sometimes they don't even enjoy the journey. They're just ready to get to the destination, to the next destination. And that will get old pretty quickly.
Yep.
And you won't even know what day it is or where you are or what time it was or what you ate yesterday.
Yep. That's so true. And I think that's just such a good life lesson anyway. Just like really enjoy each day, you know, try to be present and just enjoy where you are. And if you can't go anywhere, there's so much beauty around you if you just take time to look around too. And I love that. That's really good advice. And now there are two things I think that we get asked the most. And so I'm going to ask you both of them. One is, how do you get your mail?
We have an address here in Florida and it's there, but we don't really get anything in the mail. Everything is digital now. So we take advantage of receiving everything via email or not receiving mail.
Perfect. And then if you want to get like an Amazon package or something, you just get it at the RV park that you're at?
Yes. Sometimes we'll go to a UPS store and they'll tell us if we give them $5 or something, we can get a package there without having a box.
That's good to know, because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, if you just explain to them, I'm in an RV, I need something, can I get it here? You know, I'll pay you. They're going to say yes.
Okay, good to know. Somebody else I just interviewed on another podcast interview, they had said that you can also go into a local post office and tell them the same thing, and that they will receive mail for you and hold it for 30 days.
Yep.
So I had no clue that that was even an option. And so they will sometimes do that if they're not sure if the package is going to be sent to the RV park before they leave. They'll look ahead, call the post office, and then they'll say, yeah, send it here and we'll hold it for 30 days. So yeah, it's good to know that there's so many different options for RVers traveling, and you can always get your mail. You can have it forwarded. You can get packages. There's even like Amazon lockers now that if you're close by, you can get one of those. So that's good. That is awesome. And so you keep your domicile state as Florida then, right?
Yes.
Especially now you have your fifth wheel there. Awesome. And so the second question we get most, you know, we talked about it a little bit, just want to see if you can give more information, is how do you make money on the road? So I know, Kirsten, you said you have your own business.
Yes. So I'm an online business manager. So I have companies that I support with their online automation. I build automation for them.
Awesome.
And I've been doing that since 2005. And then we also have a course coaching and workbook for Nomad in 90 days.
I love that, you guys. That's so good.
So that's where my money comes from.
And I'm retired and I'm a personal trainer on the side.
I love that. And everything that you guys are doing, we're going to put in our show notes. So we're going to have our show notes listed with all the links to everything that you guys want to share. I love that you guys are doing all that. I love watching you guys work out, and you're so inspirational, and I just love it.
We just don't want to get old too fast.
Right. It's important too, because when you're on the road, you want to stay as healthy as possible.
Absolutely.
It's so important. And it is true. You really do want to be in the best shape of your life. We're not getting any younger, and we want to work to be able to enjoy this life. Right. And so, yes, we want to keep healthy and fit and be able to go on those hikes when we're in these beautiful places. So I love all the inspiration you guys are giving everyone. It is super motivating. So keep doing what you're doing. And so I want to have all the listeners continue to follow your journey. Where is the best place for everyone to follow you at?
Facebook, and it's at Move with Mac, M-A-C-K. Everybody wants to cut it short and make it M-A-C, but it's M-A-C-K. Facebook is our most active social media, but we're on Instagram, and we do have a YouTube, and they're all Move with Mac.
Okay, perfect. Clarence, I saw a shirt that you have on sometimes where it's Move with Mac and then it's the weights, right? It's like a weight logo.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really cool. You guys have so many cool things that you guys are doing. It's so awesome. You have shared so many great tips for me and for our listeners. And this was just such a fun conversation. I've loved following your journey, and I'm excited to continue to watch what you guys do this summer and where you're going. I love it. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing all the awesome information for our listeners. I'm excited to continue to follow along, and I hope to see you guys one day on the road.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you as well.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Aren't Clarence and Kirsten awesome? You won't want to miss watching Where They Go This Summer, so you definitely need to follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Move with Mac. Also, be sure to visit our show notes for all the links to their information, and you'll also find all the links on our website at roamingyourhome.com/movewithmac. Come back each week because I have so many fun interviews coming up. You'll hear my conversations with Janelle from Wins RV Club, Sarah and Jeff from Wake Up and Wander, Chris and Gary from Big Dog RV, and so many more. You won't want to miss these great conversations filled with so many awesome tips and travel information. I learned so much, and I know you will too, so come back each week. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.